federal contracting officers don't bargain hard enough and aren't getting the best deals for the government sometimes. That's according to a new report from the Government Accountability Office. And government buyers don't often see enough competitive bids for products or services, even though it's generally required by law and regulation. Bill Woods is the Director of Acquisition and Sourcing Management Issues at the GAO. He joins me now with more on this report. Mr. Woods, good morning. Great to have you back.
Good morning, Tom. Pleasure to be here.
All right. So when I look at this, I'm making an analogy to the Boy Scouts. Yes, they have ribbons in computer science and rocketry, but this is like a report on you still have to learn how to light a match and make a fire. Very basic stuff.
These are basic requirements for a very, very important program for the federal government. This program, run by the General Services Administration, is responsible for about $33 billion in total purchases every year. So it is important that contracting officers use the program correctly. And we found, as you pointed out, that that doesn't always happen.
Because this is one of the basic programs that goes back many, many decades, really, and there's thousands of suppliers on it. And so what prompted looking at something so basic where you would presume that pretty much you go out and get the bids that you need to get for all of these purchases?
We did this work for the Senate Committee on Governmental Affairs, and this is a program within their jurisdiction. And as I said, it is a very costly program and an important program that many, many federal agencies use extensively. So it's important that the procedures be followed. Procedures in terms of obtaining competition as well as seeking discounts where appropriate.
And just give us a sense of the scope of the program. How many dollars are spent through the Federal Supply Schedule Multiple Award Contract Program?
It's about $33 billion annually. There are more than 20,000 vendors that have these schedule contracts. They fall into about 40 different areas, ranging from office furniture to information technology to medical supplies. So just about anything that a federal agency would need to operate is available on the GSA's Federal Supply Schedule program.
And when making a buy on that program, what are the basic rules that people are supposed to follow, and what did you find that they were actually doing?
The rules vary according to the dollar value of the order. Below the simplified acquisition threshold of about $150,000, agencies are required to check the schedule quotes of three vendors and then can simply place the order with the vendor that they determine represents the best value. Above $150,000, there are competition requirements. We found that in a number of instances, the agencies were not complying with those competition requirements. There's also requirements that above that $150,000 threshold that agencies seek discounts. And unfortunately, we found that that was not always happening as well.
Now, the discounts, aren't they supposed to be built into the pricing? In other words, the government, there's a price reduction clause as part of your contract when you with the government when you have a GSA schedule contract. So could they be presuming that the price quoted at that moment is already discounted?
That's very much part of what we found. The General Services Administration negotiates prices with the vendors in order to create these schedule contracts. And those prices are supposed to be based on the most favored customer pricing. But the prices are set for purchases of just one or two items. But when an agency goes to actually place an order, they may be ordering 100 or 1,000 different items. And of course, they would want to get additional discounts beyond the fair and reasonable price set by GSA.
And you looked at some agencies that are pretty big buyers. Who were some of the ones you pulled out to sample their buying practices for?
We focused on the three agencies that spend the most on the program, the Department of Defense, the Department of Health and Human Services, and GSA itself. GSA will often serve as the buyer for other federal agencies, and when they do, they will turn to their own schedule program in order to satisfy those requirements.
Yeah, I guess maybe that's the most surprising finding of all, that GSA, which operates it on the one hand, isn't always following the best practices on the other hand.
That's true, but we found that the most commonly cited reason is that the contracting officers were simply unaware of the requirement to seek discounts. And that led us to a recommendation that agencies across the board reinforce that requirement to seek discounts when appropriate.
Yeah, and so, right, which gets to the issue of, you know, where are contracting officers getting their training and how do they keep up with what the latest thinking is in terms of using these contracts? Did the report get into that, or what's your thought there?
We did get into that, and another one of our recommendations is that the three agencies involved review their training requirements to ensure that both the competition requirements as well as the requirement to seek discounts is fully emphasized in their training on the use of the GSA schedule.
We're speaking with Bill Woods. He's Director of Acquisition and Sourcing Management Issues at the GAO. And looking at this whole federal supply issue, what's your sense of the effect of the rising amount of dollars that are spent on service contracts, services, as opposed to products, things, software, hardware, that kind of stuff?
That was an important finding here. Although use of the schedule is declining somewhat in recent years, the decline in products versus services is very noticeable. Services is now the predominant source of revenue for this program, far outstripping products.
Because services may not be so cut and dried as buying a printer where you have two or three brands and you can pretty much determine the pricing. Could it be that the agency requirements that are coming to the contracting officers are such that they could be written in a way that you can't get three bids or there's only a couple of qualified people on the schedules to do that?
That's exactly right. It is much easier for an agency to identify requirements for a hardware item and then simply go to the vendor's product list and identify those products that meet those requirements. That's not the case with services at all. And we've pointed that out in a number of different GAO products, that it's very difficult for agencies to make meaningful comparisons when purchasing services. The rates that are quoted on the schedule do not reflect, of course, the work that's actually going to be performed, because that's not known until the orders come in from the requiring activities. So it's up to the agency to match those rates with the requirements of the activity that needs the services, and that's a very difficult task.
Yeah, so a lot of people. So it's really front end work before it even gets to the contracting officer that the problem for service buying really originates.
It's very helpful when the ordering activity, the requiring activity, has a good handle on what they actually need. That makes the contracting officer's job a lot easier.
And what I wonder is the efficacy of saying, well, instead of using a competitive bids for products under the GSA MAS, the multiple award schedule, what about a task order under one of its several services-related GWACs?
There are multiple vehicles available to federal agencies. As you mentioned, the government-wide acquisition contracts is one set of vehicles that are available for use. Other agencies have their own indefinite quantity, indefinite delivery contracts that are available. But the GSA schedule program is the largest program. It's been around, as you pointed out earlier, for decades, and it is relatively easy to use if the procedures are followed properly.
And there's some interesting anecdotes in the report. You mentioned that the GSA is on behalf of the Army, as you mentioned before, received 10 quotes for a technology support contract worth about $66 million. It said 9 quotes were deemed not technically acceptable. Only one quote was considered eligible for award. So is that a competitive award or is it a sole source award?
It was listed as competitive because they sought quotes and received quotes from multiple vendors. But it demonstrates the difficulty of purchasing services. It is not easy to articulate what is actually needed. And in some cases, there are very few vendors that can actually provide the services that are needed.
Yeah, so that could be the poster child for this whole report, really, is the idea of requirements, the influence of services, and the difficulty of getting competitive bids for subtle type of things like that that are not hardware and software and chairs and tables.
That's a very good point. The examples that we looked at really demonstrate how difficult it is to buy services, not only on the schedule, but elsewhere.
And what did the GSA respond in looking at this report?
All three agencies agreed with our recommendations and have outlined steps that they are either taking now or plan to take to address the problems. The Department of Defense, for example, has already issued a memorandum. They issued that in late July, instructing their buyers on all of the issues that we identified in the report and reminding them of the requirements in the Federal Acquisition Regulation.
Because you look at the Defense Department as, you know, talking about reducing layers and getting rid of people at their headquarters to try to cut costs, and all of the federal agencies now have to comply with FITARA, a high-level, big deal, big sky type of reform law that was passed last year. And yet here down at the ground level, buying day-to-day stuff seems like there's probably billions that are being left on the table.
That was our concern, is that because of the size of the program and the lack of attention to prices paid, that there is money being left on the table. And that's why we think it's important that our recommendations get implemented, and we're certainly heartened by the response of the three agencies we reviewed.
Bill Woods is Director of Acquisition and Sourcing Management Issues at the Government Accountability Office. As always, thanks so much for joining us.
Pleasure to be with you, Tom.